If the world economy has Davos, Switzerland as its stage this week, the U.S. economy has Cambridge, Massachusetts. Some of the world's top economists, including a half dozen Nobel Prize winners, are gathering at MIT to debate the financial crisis and where the economy goes from here. They kicked off their conference yesterday. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch is following it and joins us this morning. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Bob.
So tell us, there's quite a lineup at the conference. The chief economist for the International Monetary Fund, the latest Nobel Prize winner in economics, ..
Yeah, it sounds pretty eggheady. But it's funny because when the economy's not doing that great, people want to hear from those eggheads. And more than 1,000 people filed into an auditorium to hear them yesterday.
So I have to ask you this first. The Great Recession was caused by the financial crisis. And yesterday, a federal commission released its final report on what caused it. If these economists are so smart, why didn't they see it coming?
Yeah, well, of course, they weren't blamed in the report necessarily, but their answer is that people, economists included, just aren't that good about thinking about things that aren't in their experience. Here's how Harvard economist Greg Mankiw described it.
So my guess is you haven't spent a lot of time thinking, what am I going to do if an asteroid lands in Central Square? Right? And, well, you probably haven't, but it could happen. And if it happens, everybody will say, why didn't we think about that? Why weren't we planning for that contingency?
They didn't dwell on the financial downfall as much as they were there to talk about what needs to happen with the economy going forward.
All right. So what are they saying about that? What needs to happen?
Well, they don't have a lot of answers, or at least answers that they agree on. And there was a lot of hand-wringing over the fact that the government and monetary policymakers have already used a lot of the tools in the toolkit and that the economy is still anything but strong. A good example is the interest rate that the Federal Reserve can lower to heat up the economy. Well, you can't lower it below zero, so they've basically run out of room to stimulate it that way. Northwestern University economist Bob Gordon.
Thinking of World War I, we've run out of ammunition for the machine guns and the howitzers. We're in the trenches, and all we've got left to fight with are swords and throwing stones. The Fed is pretty much out of the picture.
Bob, I've got to mention, actually, as an aside, that this problem has become a thriving new field for economists. I met some MIT grad students who changed their dissertation topics to work on this problem of ZLB, as they call it, zero lower bound.
Well, Bob Gordon sure made it sound a little scary there. If there isn't much the federal government can do, according to at least some of these economists, what's going to happen to the economy?
Well, it's going to take a while. I mean, the short answer is it's going to take a while. They can try different tax policy or new stimulus money, but the big lament yesterday is that there just isn't enough political will or political consensus to do the things that economists say could be done. You'd expect Christina Romer, one of President Obama's economic advisors, to see more hope in the situation.
Despite having been described by the San Francisco Chronicle as Obama's sunny economic forecaster, even I can't sound too upbeat.
So that's what really disheartened people, that there's no political consensus to try to use those last tools in the toolkit. And the economy will get better. It's just going to get better more slowly on its own.
They're not finished over at MIT. This conference runs through today?
Yeah, it goes through today. They're going to be talking this morning about, you remember the CDOs and the CDO squares and credit default swaps. They're actually going to be talking about the next generation of financial instruments.
Okay. Something else that can go wrong?
Right. Watch out for that asteroid on your way home.
Kurt Nickisch, business and technology reporter. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You got it.